Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody but Jesus. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is prayer and consecration. Prayer and consecration. Before we go into our scripture, I would like to say that this show is dedicated to my mother, Ernestine Head, all the way from Richmond Heights, Ohio. We see that she has joined us and she is tuned in via studio online. And so to God be the glory. Also, we want to acknowledge some others that are listening and tuning in all the way from Port Charlotte, Florida. We see you have also joined us, a family member, my cousin, Dwayne Murph. Thank you for tuning in and joining us, Dwayne. God bless you. And know that it is truly nobody but Jesus. And he will step in, and he'll step in right on time. Also, to my very dear friend, and she is Triplett Ministries War Intercessor, Eddie Mae Coleman. She's also known as Anna Coleman of Knoxipater, Mississippi. And thank you, Sister Anna, for tuning in and always being there for us as we move forward in Jesus' name. Our scripture is coming from the 43rd chapter of Ezekiel. the 43rd chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel is a prophet. And we're going to read just the 26th verse. Ezekiel 43rd chapter and the 26th verse. And it reads, 7 days shall they purge the altar and purify it, and they shall consecrate themselves. 7 days shall they purge the altar and purify it, and they shall consecrate themselves. Oh, Heavenly and Gracious Father, we come right now looking to you, Father God, as no other God, and beside you there is none other. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, Father, asking that you will bless this listening audience. Bless the listeners to come, Father, and bless ministering God's way fivefold. Father God, we ask that this topic, prayer and consecration, will saturate our spirits and our hearts and our minds, that we will devote ourselves, Father, to prayer and to consecrate ourselves for you, to be meat for the master's use. Looking, Father God, to the hill from whence cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from you. Father God, give us strength, give us courage, Father God, to go forward in the name of Jesus, to do your will, to do it your way. We ask that you cover each one of us with the blood of Jesus, place a hedge of protection around us, and encamp your angels around us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And praise God, to God be the glory. Prayer and consecration. Last week we talked about Pray America. Last Saturday's topic was Pray America. And the Saturday before that we talked about going back to the altar. And now we're talking about prayer and consecration. What is prayer? We said that prayer is petitioning God or making a request to God. And it can also be thanksgiving to God, not always going to God for things, for cars and money and houses and land, but to just give him thanks for who he is and worshiping him for who he is and not what he can do for you. Because we know that the word of God tells us if we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. So that's key. A lot of times we don't have to ask for things because God just told us to delight ourselves in him, and he would give us the desires of our heart because he knows us. He has created us. He knew us before we were conceived in our mother's womb. So he knows our thoughts are far off. Even before we come to him, he knows what we are coming to him about and why we're coming to, when we're going to come to him, and what the outcome is going to be. And we know that he says he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So he already knows the end from the beginning. So all he wants us to do is just be obedient and come to him with thanksgiving, knowing that this today, Saturday, August 29th, 2015, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It may not be as well as you would like it to be, but just say to yourself, speak those things into existence. The Bible says, speak those things as not as though they were. Speak, it is well with my soul. The life and death is in the power of the tongue. We have power in our mouths to speak either life or to speak death. And we can always say, in spite of what we're going through, in spite of the situation, what it looks like, and what we've been through, still, you could have been dead, as we heard Sister Cherie say, sleeping in our grave. But Jesus came, and he saw fit to wake you up this morning to see another day. And he allowed us to come together one more time, and even to gather on the phone into the Ministering God's Way studio via whether you're tuning in internet or whether you have dialed into the show. God allowed us to come together one more time, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. So always remember, Jesus tells us, in all things, give thanks. And speak those things as not as though they were. Continue to say, it is well. Remember that Shunammite woman, when her son was dead, And she took that child to before the prophet, to the man of God, because she knew that the man of God had some power that she needed to lay hands on her son, and that that son would be able to be raised from the dead. And instead of complaining to her husband and complaining to the prophet's servant, when the servant asked her, is it well? I mean, is it well? How is everything? She said, it is well, because she had faith in God and the man of God that it was going to be well anyway. And God allowed her to meet the man of God, and the man of God was able to lay hands on her son, and that child was raised from the dead. See, that's power, and that's the power of the Holy Ghost. And we know that we receive power through the Holy Ghost once we have been repented of our sins. We made a complete turnaround and change, and not only have asked God for forgiveness, but we have made a change and say, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. And that's when God can use you, because now you're in a position of readiness, a state of readiness, and you're meet for his use and saying, okay, here I am, I surrender to you. What would you have me to do? So you repent, you're sorry for your sins, you ask God to forgive you, but not only are you asking for forgiveness, but you make a change, an honest and a complete about face. You're about face, and you're about your Father's business. And after we repent, then we are baptized in his name, which is the name of Jesus. And when we're buried in the name of Jesus, when we go down in the water in the name of Jesus, we come up out of the water with all power, just like he was buried, and then he rose on the third day. So we are buried with him in our baptism. We go down in the water in the name of Jesus, and we come out of the water with that power, resurrection power. And so if you are not seeing that power evident in your house of prayer, the church or place where you're going to worship, get out. Get out. Find a church that has the glory of God and the power of God, because that's what God told us. After you have been endued with power from on high, you will be able to lay hands on the sick, and they will be able to recover. You will be able to cast out a devil when you see it. You will be able to recognize the devil and cast that devil out in the name of Jesus, because there are demons running around. And the devil said he's seeking, he's roaring, he's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. So the devil has power, but guess what? God has all power. And he gives us that same power. We can have that same power. And the works that Jesus did, he said greater works we would do. And we have that same power that we can be able to cast those devils out. He said we'd be able to tread on serpents. This is not a fairy tale. This is not a novel. This is the living Bible. This is the Holy Bible, the true and living word. And this word should not, it's not only the written word, but it is a written word. And then you make it become the spoken word. You speak the word of God. After you read the written word, you speak the word of God. And then after you speak the word of God, guess what? Now it becomes the living word of God. It lives and dwells richly within you, and you actually see the word of God manifested in your life, meaning that power of those signs, miracles, and wonders. So this is what we want to do. We want to give and ask God, and we want to go and have God to give us a spiritual makeover, a spiritual makeover. Amen? Prayer is a makeover that we need to make a part of our daily routine, our daily beauty regimen. You know, beauty, the Bible says, is vain. But God says, bask in the beauty of holiness. That's the beauty that we want, that God wants us to have, is the beauty of holiness. Adorn yourselves with that beauty of holiness. Holiness means what? Set apart. You're not secular. You're not worldly. You're not doing what the world does. He said, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. So in our spiritual makeover, we want to first seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else should be added unto you, unto us. And so first, that's prayer. Prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. Prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. Now, we're going to be talking about prayer line connections on the third Saturday in September, and we're going to put you in contact with some prayer line connections where, because, you know, there's power in prayer. We're not just, when you pray, yes, your prayer has power. But guess what? The Bible tells us that one can put 1,000 demons to flight. But guess what the Bible says? Two people coming together on one accord in agreement praying can put 10,000 and chase 10,000 demons and put them to flight. You see the power when in unity? So we can't, the Bible tells us we're not an island to ourselves. We can't do it all by ourselves. We can pray by ourselves, but why not pray with others who's on one accord with us in agreement, and we can put 10,000, just two people can put 10,000 demons to flight. So you do the math if three people come together and more. So the more that we come, the more people that come together on one accord, then, hey, that's what we can do. We can put billions and trillions of demons to flight. So we're going to put you in contact with some prayer lines. And I know one prayer line that I am a part of currently right now is Simply Agape Prayer Line. That's Simply Agape Ministries. And it's out of Jacksonville, Florida. And this prayer line is a prayer line like none other. Most prayer lines that, you know, I've encountered or have been encountering recently, the minister prays and they mute the line, and you're just in agreement with them, the minister that's praying. So you're touching and agreeing what they're praying, okay, that woman or man of God is praying. And they mute the lines, and, you know, you're just on your line. They can't hear you, and some you have to mute the line. But most of them, they'll mute their lines, but some will ask you to mute your line. And those prayer lines are great because you don't really have to lead the prayer. You're just in agreement with what they're praying. So that's fairly easy. And we're going to put you in contact with one of those on the third week of September. But right now, this is a prayer line that I really am very fond of because it's a prayer line like none other. And this prayer line is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And it's Mondays and Fridays, 6 a.m. Eastern time. And I'm on Central time. We're in the South here in Mississippi. We're on Central time, so it's 5 a.m. my time. So if you're on Central time, it's 5 a.m. If you're on Standard Eastern time, it's 6 a.m. And that's 6 a.m. and on Fridays, Mondays and Fridays. And 12 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time if you're on in the Eastern Standard Eastern time on Wednesday. So it's 12 noon Eastern time on Wednesday. And that number is 218-339-8945. And again, I'm going to read it. I'm going to call it out three times. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. The three are one. 218-339-8945. And again, that's 218-339-8945. Now, there is an access code that you must put in when you dial in. First thing I do is mute my phone because that one, this prayer line, they definitely want you to use your own mute button, okay? So make sure you know where your mute button is. And the mute, access code is 19764 and then pound, the pound sign. So that's 19764, the pound sign. 19764 and the pound sign. Simply Agape's prayer line. And this prayer line allows you to pray aloud. It allows even the word of God to come forth. It's a prayer line that's really led by the Holy Ghost. this is not a normal average prayer line, okay? So I'm just letting you know it is an anointed prayer line, and it is led by the under the direction of the Holy Ghost. So please be advised it is not one that's set up with some type of program. Every day is a new day, and every day we when we pray, we get together, we allow the Lord to have his way and lead us. So now we're talking about prayer and consecration. Consecration is a time where you're not only sanctified and have made yourself become, when you are sanctified, you set yourself apart from sin. First thing is to remove the sin in your life, because some of us, you know, are sick because of the sin that's in our life. And I know years ago I used to hear the old saints would say, she or he is sin sick, because the wages of sin is death. That's the word of God. He says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So we want to make sure that we remove any sin from our life. We can't do it on our own. We have to in our flesh. Because in our flesh, the Bible says, dwelleth no good thing. So we have to do it under the by the Holy Spirit. And we have to ask God to come into our flesh. I know recently I have asked God to remove a bitterness and a unforgiveness that I had in my heart regarding a situation and an individual. And I couldn't do it on my own. And I said, because, Lord, I don't want to block my blessings or block any thing that you may have for me because of unforgiveness and bitterness. And the Bible says bitterness rottens the bones. So you see, sin will kill you. It'll take you out. It'll destroy you all the way. But when we consecrate ourselves, we first get rid of, we ask God to help us to remove the sin in our life. Because we ask him to come in and be, you know, dwell richly within us to help us to, you know, to live a life that's pleasing unto him. And then when he helps us to remove that sin out of our life, we no longer do the things that we used to do. We no longer go to places that we used to go. We no longer, you know, talk to people we used to talk to. Why? Because you have to guard your spirit and what you allow in your spirit. If you're always, you know, in crime in the real world, you know, with bank robbers or any kind of, you know, they have a getaway car, you know, guess what? You could be the rider, but you didn't go in the bank, but you was driving the getaway car, or you was in the back seat. You was guilty by association. See, they said, well, I didn't go in there. I was just riding. I didn't know the guy was getting ready to go rob the bank. You know, he told me to come and ride with him. Well, guess what? You're going to jail because you were guilty by association, and that's in the world. That's what the world calls it. But the Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. He said, and touch not the unclean thing. See? Because, you know, if a man, the Bible says, if he, you know, if you play with fire, you're going to get burnt. So you have to resist temptation. You also have to ask God to deliver us, deliver you from evil. To deliver you from evil, and I remember there was a movie years ago, Deliver Us from Evil, because people will set you up, and they will have you, they'll be blind, and they'll have you blind, and you both fall in the ditch, the blind leading the blind, both fall in the ditch. So you want to surround yourself with like-minded people that's thinking on those things. The Bible says, think on those things that are lovely, that are just and of a good report, that are pure. Don't be around haters and people that are envious and jealousy and full of strife. Because guess what? Even if that's not your character, if you hang around them long enough, guess what? That spirit is going to get in you. Because guess what? Spirits transfer just like anything else. So, you know, I remember when I was in grade school, grade school, junior high. And, you know, I was around maybe high school. And these kids, they wanted to smoke cigarettes. Well, guess what? It wasn't long after I was hanging around those kids that I started smoking cigarettes. So you cannot, play with fire. You must choose what your lifestyle you're going to live, life or death, blessing or cursing. So when we consecrate ourselves, we are ask God to wash us from our sins and cleanse us from all filthiness and unrighteousness. And then what we do, when we have consecrated ourselves, we have voluntarily put ourselves into God's hand to be used. So however he wants to use us, you just said, it's like you're under Holy Ghost, you throw your hands up and under a Holy Ghost arrest and say, Lord, whatever you have for me, whatever you desire for me to do, I'm going to obey. I'm going to be obedient. And the Bible tells us obedience is better than sacrifice. Yeah, we can give to the sick, give to the poor, and we can do a lot of things, even visit the sick. But guess what? We want to make sure that we have presented our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. See, because we can fool some of the people some of the time, but we can't fool everybody. See, and we certainly can't fool God, because he knows our thoughts. And so we have to desire a new life in him. And he said in this world, he said, he that chooseth life, if you choose life, you're going to lose your life. You know why? Because you're not going to be out here ripping and running the streets and partying with every you know what. You're not going to be just out there, so to speak. You have made a choice that for God I live and for God I'll die. Because you know what? We're living in the time now where we don't have really much time to make a decision. We see so much racial tension. We see so much chaos in this world that every day we see mass shootings. And we heard the prophet Brian Kern out of Jacksonville, Florida. He tells us, and I encourage anybody to Google Brian Kern Ministries. That's Brian, and his last name is Karn, C-A-R-N. And he is a prophet and a prophet of God, and he has really been foretelling some things, prophesying with the things that's coming, and they have been happening just verbatim, like he said. And so God gives us warning, because, the Bible says warning comes before destruction. And September is a month. We're going to see, he says, we're going to see some judgment. And we don't want to wait until it's too late before we decide to repent and give our life over to prayer and consecration. So pray. Pray what the Bible says. Pray without ceasing. Pray while you have a chance, while you have time. Consecrate yourself. And say, Lord, I'm going to make a conscious effort to do your will and do it your way, but I can't do it by myself. I need your help. I need you, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Father God, that we were able to come together and break bread together and come where the feast of the Lord is going on. Thank you, Father God, for the new wine, that, Father God, that old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Thank you for a repentant heart, a broken and a contrite spirit. And Father God, we thank you for surrendering ourselves to you to be meet for the master's use, in Jesus' mighty name. Next Saturday, we will be talking about living epistles read of all men, being examples. Representing Jesus in your character, in your attitude, in your lifestyle. Not just some of your life, but in all your in all your ways. The Bible says, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. We love you. We'll see you next Saturday. Be sure to tune in to Ministering God's Way. God bless you.
Nobody.